Welcome back, everybody. We are here for another installment of Legally Dirty Blonde. And I know that I had said in the last episode that we were going to discuss the First Amendment, specifically about that wonderful overused phrase, you can't just yell fire in a crowded theater. But we're not going to talk about that today. Sorry. We are still going to talk about the First Amendment, but we're going to talk about it in the context of things like Twitter and in general. Because I've been seeing a lot of bad takes on what free speech on Twitter means, especially since Elon Musk bought his 9-point-whatever-the-fuck-percent share of the company. So before we dive into our in-depth discussion about yelling fire in a crowded theater, we're going to discuss it in general first. And yesterday, I took a poll on my Instagram and asked a bunch of people if it would violate a person's First Amendment right to be banned or suspended or have their tweets censored. And if you want to know the answer, stick around. So before we dive right into this conversation, I am going to put a disclaimer out there that I am doing this episode off the cuff, off the top of my head, off the dome, whichever way you want to say it. So if you hear me stutter a little bit, deal with it and get over it. Okay, so the question was, does Twitter violate a person's First Amendment right to free speech if they censor your tweet, if they ban you, or if they suspend you because of your tweet? Now, the results of that poll showed about half and half of the followers who answered said yes and half said no. And then there was a small percentage of people that said they didn't know. And you know what? I applaud you for that, because it is rare in this world today that people are willing to admit that they don't know the answer to something. So I appreciate that and thank you. Anyway, the answer to that question and whether Twitter violates a person's First Amendment is no. And I know that may come to a shock to a lot of you, but that's why I'm here to explain to you legally why that is not the case here. So let's jump into the legal bullshit about why it is not a First Amendment violation to be suspended from Twitter. So to explain this, we're going to have to start with what exactly the fuck the First Amendment says. And the First Amendment says, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people to peaceably assemble, and to petition the government of a redress of grievances. So I know that sounds like a bunch of legal garbledygook, but in layman's terms, it basically means that your freedoms are protected. Your foundational freedoms are protected, meaning your freedom of religion, your right to talk shit about the government, your right to peaceably assemble, the freedom of the press, and of course, what we're talking about today, freedom of speech. So there's one main reason that 99% of people who misunderstand the First Amendment get it wrong. And that reason is because they don't understand who the First Amendment is protecting our speech from. The right to free speech is the right to express your opinions without fear of being punished or censored because of those opinions by the government. So the First Amendment only protects you from government censorship, government intervention, government restriction of your speech. It doesn't protect you from private companies such as, for example, Twitter. In fact, these private companies, Twitter, Instagram, even newspapers, publishers, TV stations, they enjoy their own First Amendment protections, and they are allowed and permitted to choose what content they want to regulate and filter. It is up to them. The government doesn't have a say here. And it's okay if they even regulate their content in a biased way. They are allowed to do that, just like the way that you're allowed to say whatever you want in a biased way. So it's just important to note these things. So let's quickly recap what we've done so far. We learned that the First Amendment provides us protection from government censorship. The First Amendment does not protect you from censorship by private companies such as Twitter. The First Amendment also allows and protects private companies' rights to moderate the content on their platform in any way that they choose, even if done so in a biased manner. So to answer the question of whether Twitter is violating a person's First Amendment right if they censor them, ban them, or suspend them, we've learned now that the answer is obviously no. Because why? Because Twitter is not the government. And because Twitter has their own First Amendment protections to choose what content they want to show on their platform. So those of you who are rejoicing that Elon Musk is going to bring free speech back to Twitter can sit down now, because free speech was never an issue on Twitter, because Twitter cannot violate your right to free speech because they are not the government. And on the other hand, those of you who are crying that Elon Musk has purchased a 9.whatever-the-fuck% stake in Twitter also need to sit down, because in case you haven't learned from this, Twitter has always been able to decide who it wants to ban and doesn't want to ban, and who it chooses to censor and who it doesn't censor. So this is not news. And this goes for everybody. Just because something is not going the way that you want it to go does not make it a constitutional violation. And I think that that's important to remember. So if you're still having trouble believing me and you don't think this is right, let's talk about an easy example that illustrates how this is obviously not a free speech violation and a violation of somebody's First Amendment. And I think everybody is aware of this example. And if you're not, then I'm not really sure why you're even listening to my show. But the example is when Donald Trump was banned from Twitter. Now, let me ask this question. Don't you think that Donald Trump, being the litigious man that he is, would have absolutely sued the ever-living shit out of Twitter if this was an actual free speech violation? I think he would have, and I don't think he would have had to create an entire new social network in order to express his opinions. So think about it that way. If it was a violation, Twitter would be in a whole lot of fucking trouble. There'd be a lot of people suing the shit out of them. Anybody that was ever censored or banned or suspended from Twitter for voicing their opinion would be suing the hell out of them, and they would be in bankruptcy. So think of it that way. There's also one other part of this whole social media free speech dilemma that comes up, and that is something called Section 230. And I'm really not going to get super into this, but if you're aware of it, here's some information for you. So Section 230 protects platforms such as Twitter from certain types of liability for their users' speech or what their users post. So basically, they can't be held responsible for what a user posts. They are not deemed publishers of that post. The publisher of that post is the person who posted it. So a person, an individual who posts on that, posts something fucked up, can be held responsible for what they post, but the platform itself is not considered a publisher of that post, and they cannot be held responsible. A lot of people have issues with Section 230. People on both sides of the line don't like it for a lot of reasons. The right hates it because they feel like it allows these companies to moderate the content in a biased way and ultimately leads to a political disadvantage on their part. So basically, the right thinks that they are allowed to censor too much without liability. On the other hand, the left generally feels that they are given too much leeway and allows for things like the spread of disinformation, whether, you know, you're talking about COVID or the election or whatever. So yeah, think what you want about Section 230, but if you like to use social media, you should be okay with it because, you know, it gives us the ability to use things like Twitter without them being liable. So let's recap what we learned quickly. The First Amendment provides protection to speech from government censorship. It does not protect you from private companies like Twitter, which is the example we're using today. The First Amendment also protects and allows private companies like Twitter the right to moderate the content on their platform in any way they so choose, even if done so in a biased manner. And Section 230 protects those companies from liability from something a user posts. So, as we've learned from the last, I don't know what, 9 minutes of me talking, we learned that free speech on Twitter is not really an issue because your speech was always able to be regulated by Twitter. There is no right to free speech on Twitter because Twitter is not the government. Twitter can regulate their speech in any way, can regulate your speech in any way they so choose. And, you know, I am fully aware that Twitter, according to many, has become left-leaning, and, you know, people feel that Republican views are banned on Twitter more so than liberal views. And, you know, that may or may not be true, but there may become a time where people feel the opposite of that. And, you know, it may be more considered more of a right-leaning platform. And that's something that everybody's going to have to deal with, because that's exactly what Twitter is allowed to do that. And there is nothing wrong with that under the law. You may think there's something wrong with that based on your own opinion, but according to the law, this is not a violation of free speech. And in case you aren't aware or can't tell, I personally am a fierce defender of free speech and the First Amendment. I think it is incredibly important for our country. And so you can believe me when I say that Twitter is not violating your right to your First Amendment protections when it censors your tweet. It is just not how it works. Next week, or I don't know, we don't do this on a weekly basis. We kind of just do this randomly. But next episode, like I had already said, we're going to talk about that whole yelling fire in a crowded theater thing. And we're going to discuss whether or not you can do that. And we're going to talk about why the First Amendment is so important and how it really gives us very, very broad protection from censorship. So until next time, stick around. That's going to be a good one. I think you guys will really be interested in that. And if you want to know the answer to whether or not you can actually yell fire in a crowded theater, I suggest you take a listen. I think some of you will be very surprised by that. But yeah, so that's about it for now. Don't forget, follow the show on social media at Legally Dirty Blonde Pod on Instagram and at LD Blonde Pod on Twitter. And if you want to debate me about the First Amendment on Twitter, I am more than happy to engage you. So feel free to reach out. And until next time, remember, legally, dirty blondes have more fun.